Are there clinical trials looking at that right now?
Absolutely, and many of them. I can tell you that the biggest controversy there is what to use as a control arm. And having designed a recent phase 3 trial, which is now ongoing nationally, I can tell you that getting in a room with AML investigators and trying to duke out what is actually the standard of care in this disease results only in argument and a discussion that says, well, there is no standard of care. There are absolutely patients over 60 whom I would give 7 and 3 to. There are patients over 60 who I say, I won't sign the orders. You might find somebody who will, but I won't. And it's not particularly cut and dry sometimes, but I would argue that there are substantial preliminary data suggesting that treatment with some sort of a lower intensity therapy for older patients with AML does not preclude subsequent treatment with aggressive intensive chemotherapy, so that many of them should at least be tried on some sort of investigational combination of lower intensity drugs. For example, there have been trials of tipifarnib and etoposide. The trial I'm running is on arsenic trioxide and cytarabine. There's low-dose cytarabine combined with pretty much anything you can think of in a multi-arm trial in the United Kingdom, which is a fantastic ongoing trial trying to look at, does adding anything to low-dose Ara-C really make it better? Patients should be treated on study whenever humanly possible. And for the older AML patients, I have to say, although the poor survival over time suggests that there is no particular benefit in coming to a tertiary care center versus a community practice, because overall, frankly, all of the studies that have generated those curves have been done in tertiary care centers and it didn't seem to matter, I would argue that in general, the tertiary care centers do tend to have several options or several clinical trials, so the patient might be able to be treated with more than one option. And that will be an incredible, incredible learning tool to try to figure out what actually works for this group.